God gave his son. God gave Jesus Christ the priceless gift. And, you know, we want to look at how his birth, his coming, has fulfilled all the prophecy of his coming. Let's go to Isaiah 9 and verses 6 and 7.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder.
Yes.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
This was years before his coming. This was prophesied. It said, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. That's the price. That's the gift. We were given a gift, a priceless gift. That you can't put a price on it. No amount of money in this world could even pay for the price of this son. That's our gift. We've been blessed as humanity by the God of heaven, God Almighty, to give us such a wonderful gift. And in the ones it says, he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Peace was entered into the world when Jesus came. You know, mankind didn't have the kind of peace that we can have today because of Jesus. They tried maybe different methods of maybe making peace, but it didn't work. The peace that God gave through his son, through this gift, is a peace that goes inside our hearts. People do negotiations to get peace. But this peace is inward peace. So unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He's given us joy, contentment. There are so many things that we get because of this gift. So I thank God for the precious gift of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Isaiah 7 and 14.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
You see, his birth was prophesied. Just, he fulfilled all prophecy. And we go to Matthew, chapter 1 and 22, and we see it fulfilled. We read the prophecy, now we see the fulfillment of it. Let's go, I think I need to start with 18 instead of 22.
Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away quickly. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son David, fear not unto thee Mary thy wife.
To take unto thee.
Unto thee Mary thy wife. But that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people, his people, from their sins. Yes. For now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall be and shall bring forth his son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is the God is with us.
Read on to 25.
Then Joseph, being raised from deep from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
You see, what was prophesied before Jesus came was fulfilled by his birth. So we have we don't have to doubt. Jesus came through the virgin birth, and it was prophesied in the Old Testament, and it was fulfilled. And so all of the life that Jesus lived, we realize that many times Jesus would say, let it be so. He'd say, so to fulfill that the scriptures may be fulfilled. He said that. And sure enough, everything that happened was ordered by God. God loved us so much. You know, sometimes today as we celebrate Christmas and we give gifts to our children and our loved ones, we take time to think through something that we feel like they would need, or it would be something they would enjoy and all this. And you could look at this and see how God just orchestrated all this. He planned it out. Step by step, and everything that he planned, it was fulfilled. And we thank the Lord for this wonderful gift. We can't give our children the kind of gift God gave us. We can think and we can try to make them happy, but this one, it works deep within us. This gift he gave us makes a change in our lives. We're not worthy of this gift. Let's go to Luke 1 and 5. What a priceless and precious gift that we've been given. You know, I think sometimes we don't know how to appreciate the gift that God has given. He's a loving father. He looked down. He saw mankind were going in away from God. They were going in a way that was going to destroy them. And so he made a plan how to bring us salvation where we can be saved in this time world and in eternity. We could spend eternity with him. I thank the Lord for this wonderful gift. Did someone get that?
Yeah. Priest named Zacharias of the course of Abel, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord languished, and they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both, were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of the discourse, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on his right hand, right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel
shall turn
to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers of the children to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know that? For I am old, I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." And the angel answered and said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these tidings shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season."
Amen. You can stop there. We want to, now that's what happened before Jesus and John the Baptist. He was John, but he was the forerunner of Jesus, and he came to prepare the hearts of the people for the coming of our Lord and Savior. But in the 26th verse, it says, "And in the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Oh, what a beautiful picture of God giving of his gift. And this gift he gave through Mary, the Virgin Mary, that had been a righteous woman, a woman that God was with her already. And he chose her to carry this precious gift. But the gift came in such a small package when we think about it as a son. You know, I was thinking, God could have designed, as a babe, I mean, God could have designed this where he'd have come, he'd have chosen him as a grown man, but he chose him to come as a little baby. What a package that God has given us. We're going to read, we might need to forego some of the reading because of time, but Luke 2:1, let's read that. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Brother, you want to continue reading that for me? I appreciate it.
And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the home and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
I want us to stop there. Now think about it. God didn't, he made this beautiful plan, and Mary had her son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and she laid him in the manger because there was no room for him in the inn. But the Lord left a witness. He sent the angels. There were in the field shepherds abiding in the flock. And the angels came and announced his birth. I was thinking how God was so faithful. Nothing was in a corner. It was broadcast. Let's go to verse 8 and read how that he proclaimed it to the angels, to the shepherds.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the angel of the Lord shone round about them, and they were afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us not go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Okay, you can stop right there. So here we have the angels proclaiming it and giving them a sign. And we also have the shepherds going and finding it just as the angels had said. We can sing this song, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace good toward men. There's a song that says, joy to the world, the Lord has come. We sure appreciate the great gift that God has given us. Let's read Micah 5 and 2.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall be come forth unto me, shall be come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting.
You see, thousands of years, hundreds of years before his birth, even the place of his birth was proclaimed. And then we read in Matthew where wise men from the east had seen a star, and they followed the star. And when they came to find the young child, they were trying to find where he was. Herod found out about it, and he was troubled, and he asked them, the scribes, where is the child supposed to be born? And they told him, Bethlehem. And so when we read in Matthew, the second chapter, and verse 6, we find out that they said, and they repeated and said, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So all this shows us how that God had, when he made this design, it was no secret. He gave all of the, what was going to happen, even up to the tribulation that was supposed to happen in that time. Because when Herod, he told those wise men, you go find them, and then you come back and let me, so I could go and worship him. But he had no intentions of worshiping the Lord. His intention was to get rid of him. And so in Jeremiah 31 and 15, what happened is the angel warned the wise men not to go back. They found the babe. They gave him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then the angel warned them to go back home another way, warned them not to go to Herod. They went home another way. And when he saw that they didn't come, then he decided he wanted to kill all the little babes, 2 years and younger. So here in Jeremiah 31 and 15 is the prophecy concerning this tribulation.
Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not.
Yes, so that was the prophecy of what was happening then, because And being warned of God in a dream, these are the wise men, that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, in all of the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken of by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. And so we see that God made a great effort to give us this gift, the gift of his son. Yeah. But what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with Jesus? The gift we've given, sometimes we might give a gift to our children and they don't really appreciate it. But do we appreciate this great gift that God has given us of Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Let's open our hearts to him. Whatever he tells us to do, let's do it. Let's give our heart to him if we're not saved. And if we are saved, let's make sure we're doing what God wants us to do, because he's given us a priceless gift. Pray for me.